So I can see that you're getting really emotional, and it's, you know, recounting your experience having it.
Yeah.
And it sounds so very scary, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And you were near death, basically.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, thinking about having to say goodbye to your family without getting to see them, and being all alone in this room, very, 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 the sickest you've ever been in your life.
Oh, yeah.
And this COVID attacking, it sounds like, so when you had the brain tumor, it sounds almost like it attacked the weakness of where the tumor used to be in your brain, or whatever, but you just got a really bad headache, and then so you had a pre-existing condition of diabetes. Did that get worse while you were experiencing COVID?
Actually, no. I wasn't even taking the metformin while I was in there, but you know, in the hospital, they actually give you the actual serving size you're supposed to have, like the actual serving size, which I thought they were starving me. But I was like, oh, that's the actual one? And they said, yeah. So because I was eating so small amounts, my sugar was normal. I didn't even have to take anything. So I guess that way, it didn't. Yeah. Food was good, though. Food was good. But it was just, you know.
That's
pretty
nice
small.
To hear, especially for a hospital.
Pretty small.
Yeah.
The portions were small. But, yeah, so that night, though, I thought, well, you know what? I thought, this is it, man. I'm going to be done here. So, and that's how I felt. I just laid back and I said, oh, Lord, if you're taking me, you're taking me. And if you're not, keep me around and, you know. And I just leaned into that bed, and I wasn't asleep because I couldn't sleep. And I just closed my eyes, and I'd look at that clock, and, man, you want to think time standing still. Oh, man, it was standing still.
That must have been torture.
Oh, yeah.
Absolute torture.
It was the worst. It was the worst, and, you know, not being able to breathe. Unless you ever been in a situation where you can't breathe, it's awful. And then you can't fight it, and you know, just the feeling that you get.
And for such a long period of time,
yeah.
Like I'm sure some people can relate, having asthma attacks or having, you know, COPD or any kind of respiratory difficulties where they can't breathe. But to have that continue for so long,
yeah.
That in itself is very scary, right?
Oh yeah. Well, that night there. At 7:30, 10:30 to 5:30, that's what it was, I was able to go to sleep, and when I woke up at 7:30, the fever was gone, and the headache was gone, and then I just knew, like I said, I had my Bible, right? I had my Bible, and I opened it, and I just open it sometimes to see what's there. And the verses, it was Psalm 77. And the verses I read was what I was feeling that night.
It was matching
what I was feeling. So then I said, I called my wife. And I said, I'm be all right.
So that was a sign.
Yep.
Do you remember what that said? So the lucky sevens, that psalm.
Yeah, really.
That's, you know.
Oh yeah, but
the lucky numbers. But do you remember kind of what it said?
We just talked about feeling left alone. How bad? How feeling discarded, right? And then the pain that you're feeling, you know, and then. To be brought out of it, right? And then that's how I felt. After I seen it, I took it as a sign. I took it as a sign to say, I'm gonna be all right.
So you thought, you knew then that you were gonna be out of the woods.
Yeah.
And that you were gonna be okay.
Yeah. So I called her. I called her that morning. I said, I'm be good. Just don't worry. So after that, and literally I was not as, after that, I wasn't as sick as that was again. But as a result of everything, I got double pneumonia from the COVID. So now I got double pneumonia and COVID at the time. And so I stayed in the hospital for 14 days. And But no, like I said, I was good. Okay, we're gonna fight it, right? We're gonna get better. So after that, everything was just a workout, you know. If I could get up and walk to the sink, and then brush my teeth, or walk to the washroom, you know, still got the oxygen in. But everything was, and every time I would breathe, it would feel like somebody was pulling my lungs away from my body. And
sounds painful.
It was rough, but you know, then I'd sit there and breathe, and you have to, like, basically it was like I had to like when you get in a hard workout or you're running hard and you have to pace your breathing, I had to do that. I did that, just like I said, going to the sink, brushing your teeth. The biggest day I had, I said, I'm going to the washroom, I'm washing my hands, I'm brushing my teeth, I'm washing my head, all at once, because I had to break it all up before. I couldn't do it all at the same time, because I'd almost pass out. So that was a good day, you know what I mean? And then I would sit up. I remember looking out the window towards, I guess that's King George Road, yeah, and seeing those pine trees and that metro,
yep,
that metro grocery store, and there's pine trees to the left, and you know, you knew things weren't going on, because I remember seeing there'd be like four cars an hour going down that street that's normally busy, you know, there's nothing going on. And, you know, doing that, and then it just a little bit every day, try to do a little bit more, right? Try to do a little bit more, get up out of that bed, walk in the room. And then come, they told me I was going to get released just before, like, Good Friday, you know? It was, like, Thursday. So, and then I said, oh, good, because I'm like, I want to get out of here, right? And then doctor said, oh, we're going to probably release you Tuesday. And I was like, now I'm starting to get not where I can't even move. I'm starting to move a little bit. I was like, heck with this. I'm going to freaking sign myself out. They can't keep me in here anyway. I'm gonna leave. I don't care. I'm gonna get out of here. And I'll just get my wife to pick me up on the street. I don't care. You know, I was going to leave.
So you had pneumonia still, but you were cleared from COVID.
Yeah.
And you just wanted to get out of the self-isolation, get out of there, and go home.
Yeah. And staying in there in those days took real long, too, because you see, I got no TV. I had my phone. I could look at my phone. And that took forever, especially once you start feeling a little bit better. You know, you really don't want to be cooped up, right? But they did come in on the Sunday and said, okay, we're letting you go. So, all right. And, you know, I was like, I'm getting out of here. So I got out Easter Sunday. And told my wife, I said, you know, oh, do you want anything to eat? They come get me. I said, yeah, give me an Egg McMuffin, give me a Big Mac, give me 20 nuggets.
Gave her the list.
I couldn't eat it all, but I tried.
Yeah.
But, oh, yeah. Got out of there, man. It's glad to see.
So self-isolation was really rough.
Oh, yeah. Glad to see my family.
How did your family influence you?
Well,
during your recovery,
I can tell you right now, like, there was my family, like my wife and my three kids. They all got it too, right? They all got it at the same time I did, just at various stages. And that's,
so your whole household got
my
it.
My whole household. So we were self-isolating. So we didn't go out after, you know, after getting tested, like Tyson was getting tested. Nobody went out. We stayed in our house.
How long was that whole thing with everybody?
I left right after a week because I had to go to the hospital.
Right.
So they stayed in the house, I think,